Like, I think it costs, it's like £9,250 a year now?
Yeah, for a student.
Yeah, to study a bachelor's degree, yeah, for 1 year. Yeah. So, what do you think of that price?
Sorry. I think it's a bit expensive, actually. Even if not, I'm the one who paying it. I got, like, student finance, which just make it easier, but without the student finance, I would never ever dream about to get a place in a university and afford that money. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, if I got that amount of money, I won't be bothered to join the university, you know what I mean? I could make a business with that amount of money for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think it should, the costs of going to university should be lower then?
Well, it actually should be lower, yeah. But in this case, I don't know, because I'm sure there is a lot of people who would like to join the university, but they can't afford the amount of the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the UK actually has the highest, it's the highest costs of university education in Europe. Yeah.
What is it?
The US is a lot higher, but in Europe it's definitely the highest, I think.
Actually, I didn't know that, but to be honest with you, back to my country, we study for a free at university. As long as we got the qualification, we've got good degrees in high school, we got the right to enjoy the university for free.
So what kind of effect do you think it has on the society when maybe not everybody can go to university because of the high costs associated with it?
Well, the fact is now we've got the internet and you can learn anything you want on the internet. Even the same course as what we have in our university, you can learn it from the internet. But when you want to try to find a job, what they believe is your certificate. So you might hear for a reason just to get the certificate and guarantee a job in the future. But they can't, because they can't prove they study it on the internet, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's also it affects the society, because not too many people will be educated because some reason they can't afford the money or something.
And what country are you referring to?
I came from Syria.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And one last thing. I'm not sure if you follow like the political scene in this country, but I think that Jeremy Corbyn's Labour government have promised to scrap tuition fees completely if they get into power, whereas the Conservative government have said they won't increase the fees anymore, so they'll remain at £9,250. Obviously, sometimes politicians say things and they don't necessarily follow it through with policy, but...
Just to get the place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But do you see any... I mean, is that something you would find attractive, completely free education in the UK?
Yeah, actually, but we've seen it from our point, but at the same time, you can't deny it. It's making good income for the government and good income for the country, you know what I mean? But I feel that it was like totally free a few years ago.
Not too long ago, in the 90s,
it was totally free.